You're listening to the Anfield Wrap, and this is a momentous day, a special day, a day that will live long in memory. In a summer in which people thought the biggest cultural event was going to be an Oasis reunion tour, it is in fact the return of Wildcards that is the most exciting thing that's happening this season. We're back, and like a game of Monopoly that you only play once a year, I'm going to remind you of the rules very quickly. With me to take in those rules, I've got Neil, I've got Kev, I've got Phil. Basically, you vote on X. It was Twitter the last time we did this. Isn't that mad?
Wow.
How much things have changed.
Well, there's just different place.
The different hellscape, all of it in front of us. It was Twitter.
Is it that long since this was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've been out in the wilderness for a long time, Phil.
And now kids and whatnot.
Honestly, been busy. Been busy, but now here I am. Baby's with his dad, and I am going to be presenting Wildcards once again on a semi-regular basis. The premise remains the same. You vote on X, formerly known as Twitter, for what you'd like us to talk about in a range of different categories. Those are the Reds, general footy, general sports, and random. And then we'll talk about whatever you want us to, because democracy rules on this show, apart from when it doesn't, because everyone in this room has got a wild card that they can play at any point, they can play it only once, and they can talk about something else that didn't win in the public vote if they think that you're wrong or stupid. So let's dive straight in. The Reds is your first category, and your options were the Isak Etik. Right, so I'm gonna need to say it properly. Ekitike. Ekitike. There you go. I think I tried to run at it, and that was my issue. Ekitike. Drama. Kanate's future, or the player that you are most excited about. But obviously, everyone would like to talk about the Isak Ekitike drama. Phil, I'm going to come to you first.
I was going to say firstly, I'd love to know who voted for the other things and why.
Yeah. Well, to be honest,
I didn't
even
listen to the other things. I knew what I'd won.
Just blank.
What were the other things again?
Kanate's future, player you're most excited about. But this poll closed at 12.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was, things have changed since people were voting.
Yeah.
It was still the most exciting thing. But yeah, at the point at which I left the office, and you know, things may have developed since then. First official written offer from Liverpool. Phil, how excited are you?
Very, very. Yeah. It's, you spend, you know, strikers are the sort of the main ones, aren't they, in terms of getting you excited, because they're the ones that are most likely to score, and that's where the, okay, maybe not with Liverpool, because that Salah fella's here as well, and he's quite good.